Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You know, Mother's Day is right around the corner. I sent my mom this crazy thing and she's already gotten it. So is it going to, does it lose its impact if it gets, I expected it to take a couple weeks to get there. I ordered it like 4 days ago. Boom, it's already there. Damn.
Good for her. What's wrong with the early? That's great.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I just feel like, oh, wow, that happened.
Better early than late, I think.
I suppose that is true. Mm-hmm. That is definitely true. And we are, of course, doing something very special for moms. We'll tell you a little bit more about that coming up. But right now, it's time for
the Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Explore Butte County. Hike the top 35 trails in Butte County. Download the Hike Butte CA Pass at explorebuttecounty.com/hike. Hike the trails, win swag.
Chico!
Thank you so much. All right, so it is Friday, April 23rd. Here's what we're looking at. Weather-wise, we've got clouds just about everywhere right now. There will be partial clearing depending on where you're at, but a rainstorm is on the way for Sunday.
Ooh.
So we most definitely need that. But it's not going to do anything to bring us out of drought. So watch your water use, everybody. As I just bathed a muddy dog yesterday, which can't be good for water conservation.
Where'd that dog find mud? I mean, where is it? Oh, you guys live near a creek.
I don't know. I honestly didn't go back there to figure out what the hell happened. I wasn't able to because I had to stop her from jumping on the couch and the carpet with mud all over her. So it was really one of those, oh my craps. Like she was just sitting on the floor covered in mud. And I went, have you been anywhere? I'm looking around like, I don't think she's gone anywhere yet.
Oh, so was she just let out the back door by herself?
That, no, the back door was left cracked because the missus can't watch her full time. So she's got to be allowed to go out and go pee.
Right. And she's doing that reliably?
So far, so good.
Oh, that's great.
All right.
But also, you know, puppies and mud. Oy.
Yes.
That's not my story, though. Here's my story. This morning, a SpaceX crew, Dragon spacecraft, launched four international astronauts into space.
Oh.
They took off from NASA's Kennedy Space Center this morning. They're beginning a six-month stay in space.
And
I realize this has become so normal that we don't really think of it. It almost doesn't make front page news. But as I looked into the story and you see the astronauts, there's a picture they posted of the four of them laying on the beach before launch. You know, this is their free time, I guess. And you just see them laying there and you think, and I thought I should say, wow, they know they're leaving for 6 months. This is a really big deal to them. And we're like yawning through it. You know, the general public sort of goes, oh, yeah, okay.
Another
have a good one.
Are they going to be dropped off at the ISS? Or
yes,
is that,
they're going
to
the International Space Station.
I thought maybe they were just going to orbit for 6 months. That would be crazy.
No, they're due to spend 6 months aboard the International Space Station after the Dragon capsule docks early Saturday morning.
Hot.
So just a couple things that I found interesting. After enjoying time at the beach on Thursday, they got some sleep. They enjoyed hand-picked playlists, one of which included Ozzy, Foo Fighters, and Metallica.
Got some cool guys going on.
Then they were whisked to the launch pad in Teslas, of course.
Of course. Because
this is a SpaceX.
Yeah.
Okay.
The whole thing, right?
Yeah, I just thought, oh my God, of course they've got Teslas to take everybody to the launch pad. What else would they drive,
think
they'd, right?
Well, they'd take the Teslas right through the Boring Company's tunnel, you know, right to the base.
Here's another thing I thought was interesting. As the astronauts spent, by the way, the new spacesuits are very sleek. Nothing like the ones
the big bulky ass things that.
They look really like. You couldn't wear that to the grocery store, but they look really sleek by comparison to what we're used to seeing. You know, the guy.
Well, the big ones, right? They would take hours to get in and out of.
Oh, these take hours.
Oh,
the
they
astronauts
do.
Spent hours getting strapped into the capsule by a team of SpaceX helpers.
Oh.
They run through a series of communications and safety checks. And listen to this.
Okay.
The crew briefly kept themselves entertained during the checks by playing rounds of rock, paper, scissors. It's a superstitious tradition that all astronauts that launch out of KSC, Kennedy Space Center, they all do this before a flight. It's become a superstition. They now have to do it. Like, everyone knows about it. And so they play rocks, paper, scissors. Isn't that weird?
Yep.
What do you, what?
I'm just wondering, if, has anything disastrous ever happened after they played rock, paper, scissors? Like,
I don't know.
Right. Is Kennedy Space Center the one that's in Florida?
Yes.
Isn't that where the shuttle launched from when it blew up in 86?
I can't say for sure, but I would expect all of the shuttles launched from there, right? And then they land in Houston?
I don't know. There's a California base too, isn't there? Depending on... what the schedule
I don't know enough about it. But that's my point, actually, is these things happen and don't even make front page news.
Right.
It's really become run of the mill. But watching them sort of watching their posts, it really struck me as reportable news. I'll move on.
Yeah, sure. Oh,
my
God. I
definitely thought, like,
I'm into that. I want to see the new spacesuits. I haven't seen them yet. So these are designed by SpaceX or...
I guess. They're very sleek and they're very... they look easy. I mean, again, you wouldn't wear it
compared
to the grocery store,
right.
But I was sort of like, wow, all right. So that's what that is now, huh? Okay. I really like this next story. Well, it sucks that it has to come to this, but I thought it was neat, and I know you're going to love it.
Okay, great.
So a gay man's life was threatened because he wanted to paint his house rainbow color. You know,
okay.
The rainbow flag
absolutely.
Is the international symbol of pride, right?
Yes.
Okay. So this guy in particular, his name is Mikey O'Halloran, and he's known as a rainbow hair artist. So rainbows are not only part of his pride show, but he's turned them into his thing.
I see. Is he a hairdresser? And so
he is.
He'll
and
dye
if you look
hair...
up Unicorn Manes by Mikey...
Unicorn.
You will
manes.
See pictures of incredible hairstyles all rainbowed out. It's impressive. And it's his thing. And he's got a rainbow hairdo and a rainbow beard. There you go.
Oh, wow-wee.
He looks like he might be the guy. I don't think he is, but he looks like he might be the guy that does.
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Thank you, because I wasn't going to get it. Thanks for the help, Bryn. Way to have
yeah, this is quite impressive, actually, the way he's got this. I mean, some of the really, if you scroll down a little bit, Bryn, some of the really tight things, like people who have, you see it right there? It almost looks like a guy's got a hat pulled on. His hair is cut so close to his head, and then it's like stripes of black and then green.
Each little
black
triangles,
and then yellow.
Yeah.
And
it's a trip.
It's really neat. And the really long hair is just, it's crazy.
So that's this guy's thing, Mikey
okay,
O'Halloran.
So, he is a rainbow guy beyond just gay pride.
Right.
This is what he does. Okay.
Right. So when word got out that the rainbow hair artist of Unicorn Manes by Mikey planned to paint his house multicolored rainbow paint, his new neighbors were pissed.
Oh, these
and
are
they
new
went
neighbors.
There and threatened him. I had five men aggressively banging on the front door, he said, and one threatened to kill me if I paint my house a rainbow.
It
one guy
like
introduced himself as a homeowner from across the road, and he told me for the reason he's at his house is to tell me not to paint my house rainbow. The man then issued a warning. See what happens if you do. This is where the story turns beautiful, as the entire freaking community turned out and helped him paint his house. Everybody said, there's no way we're standing for that. We got you. The house turned out incredible, too, by the way. So you got to find the pictures of this
Brent
house.
Is actually scrolling through the Instagram on it. It is absolutely gorgeous.
It's so bright and so coolly colored.
And then they're clearly throwing a party.
More
they
than
even
100
did the fence.
People turned out to help O'Halloran paint his house. Australia's largest paint supplier, Deluxe, donated the paint.
And
over one weekend, the army of volunteers painted every inch of the bungalow in bright rainbow colors.
Including the fence is actually kind of the coolest part, because all the way around, you know, it's just a slatted, big, tall slatted fence. And each of the slats is a different guy. This is really cool.
It turned out great.
And how lovely that the entire world turned out for this.
And his attitude is very good. He says, after the hurricane comes a rainbow. So much community support and love from everyone that stopped by to say hello today or picked up a paintbrush and help make my rainbow house a reality. And so it is, and I love it. So
can't help but notice there's no masks in the video.
Yeah, well, it's Australia. Nobody has COVID, so they don't need that. It's really amazing. You know, is there a way to repost that onto the Alice973 Instagram?
Yeah, I think so. Onto the Facebook.
Onto the Facebook would be fine. Because it's worth a minute of your time just to see a big community, everybody with a paintbrush in hand, and the house is gorgeous.
It looks neat. I mean, it's going to need a lot of touch-ups through the years, but let's not worry about that today.
Today it looks great.
Is bright and shiny and glowing, clean and gold. Never mind.
Gleaming gold and perfectly tan.
By the way, 650 has texted in. Shuttles launch from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Most landings have been at Edwards Air Force Base in California.
Okay.
Sarah, you got that. The entire mission is controlled from Houston.
Oh, that's mission control. Oh, I see. Oh, that's interesting.
So there you go.
It just seems like once they rock, paper, scissors, and then the shuttle had a disaster, that they would stop with that one. Maybe they started it since then.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought that was interesting that somehow here is the height of science and we're still practicing not even a good superstition like that of all the things.
But then it's also become so routine if you didn't report it, I might not have even heard about it. And I actually care about space stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I guess I would have seen it on the ISS.
If you take a second and look it up, the four pilots laying on the beach before the, whatever you want to call that, their relaxation time before they leave for 6 months.
Right.
I just thought, wow, that's a trip. You forget, here are people who are going to spend 6 months in space. And they truly are risking their lives. Yeesh.
Further our knowledge.
Or whatever.
Right. Well, for their own selfish reasons, I don't know. Jerky astronauts.
Yeah, I don't know what.
I like floating around. What? Makes my toes feel good.
I'm sure they feel really good about their efforts. And look,
it's hard to become one of the elite who actually gets to be an astronaut. So I'm sure a lot of hard work went into that.
This story out of New Hampshire. Anytime I see something from New England, I go, that's pretty good.
So what's up in Cow Hampshire?
Kingston?
I don't.
Oh, no.
No. I know Kingston, Massachusetts, but Kingston, New Hampshire, I don't know where that is.
Neighbors in several different southern New Hampshire towns were rocked by a mysterious explosion on Tuesday night.
Oh, my God.
Kingston police say the blast was caused by a family using explosives at a gender reveal party.
Everyone die?
No. They say, the Kingston residents say, it was nothing like they've ever heard before. The earth was shaking. We thought we had an earthquake. Cement cracked in different parts of the area. They shook the houses in surrounding neighborhoods and was even captured on doorbell cameras from the next town over. In the meantime, social media lit up as this small town in New Hampshire was trying to figure out what had just happened. Some claimed it was an earthquake, but it turns out there were no earthquakes reported. And then it comes. It was a gender reveal using explosives. Something called, and they even say it's a legal explosive.
There are legal explosives?
Apparently. Something called Tannerite?
Never heard of it.
I haven't either, but I imagine it's something that might be used in demolition, you know.
Sure, okay. Or in a mine or something, maybe.
I don't know. But they say that this explosion was about a gender reveal, and all of the neighboring people are pissed. And the police say, look, they're looking into it, especially if there's property damage. They're taking reports. But in the end, what the police had to say was, it's a boy.
I was going to ask about that. Say, you know.
Can you believe that crap?
It can indicate
people
bam,
should
bam.
Just keep it to like cakes. And then when you cut the cake, there's the color. That's what they should do.
Well, it's they safer. Can't just do that because of Instagram and social media. You got to have the biggest the reveal party
Everything
of all time.
Everything escalates. That's always the problem.
Head it up.
But that's what caused the California fires was the gender reveal party in Southern California.
Uh-huh.
We're not saying it's a good idea, Nick. We're just saying, you know, good luck with your high hopes of just a cake.
Just do a cake.
It's not going to happen.
Or the baseball where you hit it and then it
explodes.
Well,
I love the story. I think it was right after the fire started down south. Mm-hmm. I believe it was the lady who started the whole trend said, please stop. I didn't mean to start this and see it escalate to the point where now fires are being started.
I think somebody died from that, too.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
For God's sake.
I do not doubt it.
Like from the party, though.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I don't remember the details, but our text number is 800-400-3697. It's Friday.
Yeah.
And we started the day, by the way. It felt like that song got cut short, but I don't know. Anyway, Sammy Hagar sang for us this morning.
We did Van Hagar this morning.
Sarah's good friend Sammy Hagar was on the show today.
Yay. He could pick me out of a lineup. I mean, probably.
Oh,
maybe
I know
not with
he
my
could.
New not with my new haircut, maybe. You know, he'd be like, who's that old lady?
408 says, Van Hagar, thanks, Jane. Happy Friday, my Alice family.
Don't thank Jane. We're the one who asked for it. Oh, my God.
707 says, I guess Jane approved Van Hagar. I like it.
Yeah.
Bryn, everybody knows Jane's in charge of the music. That's all right.
Uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh. She did approve it, but it was, you know, it was us whining. Our
415
whinging.
Says, Sarah must have been in a mood. My girlfriend and I both laughed throughout and loved that movie.
Oh, yeah, that's not surprising. Sarah's typically in a mood.
Yeah, happens a lot.
Well, you know.
It's not for everyone.
It's, you know, most things are for me, though. I'm very easy to please. I thought it was,
easy
it was a
to
stinker.
Please. Are you kidding? At least once a week, everyone yells, run for your lives! Here she comes!
The monster's awake! Yeah, I knew it was going to be silly, and I thought, oh, I love Kristen Wiig. I just felt like, ooh, God.
But boy, you had, like, their accents, though. They did a good job with that.
Yeah, like a Midwestern thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cute. It's not. It's,
what's it called again?
Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't like it.
$5.99 later.
What's your rating, Sarah, out of 5?
2.
Oh.
Two.
Had some moments.
What would you say?
I would give it, like, a 4.
Four out of five.
That's pretty
loved
good.
It.
Whoa, yeah. Dude.
Well, that's I think it's high. Because I watched Kristen Wiig doing interviews and just warning people, like, it's cheesy. Yeah. Yes, Vinny.
Is there any possibility you had pot brownies before you watched it?
Good question.
Oh,
were you drinking?
Look at her laugh.
She was.
She
oh, my God. She did.
No,
maybe I just needed to be stoned. I needed to be stoned. Now I know. 80% of stoned people think it's great on Rotten Tomatoes.
All right,
okay, I got it. I screwed up.
I think she was about to tell you that she did, though.
Okay. True a-hole behavior after this.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.